they might have the best defense in football. I mean, they got after Josh Allen like a bunch of piranhas. And I'm looking at them. Yeah, you gave up a touchdown on special teams. Yeah, they gave up the run to Cook. I got that. That's about it. That's about it. Everything else was facilitated by offensive errors. Houston's defense showed up. Now, we can look at Buffalo in a certain kind of way, and we have to talk about them in this regard. Why is Keon Coleman on the sideline? Not that he would have made much of a difference, in my opinion. Not that he's that big of a deal yet, but he is a starting wide receiver. You didn't get Jaylen Waddle before the trade deadline. Shakir was out there, played a good game, had about 9 catches for 110 yards, but did fumble, did get stripped on a fumble and that Houston ultimately recovered. We all know that the Buffalo Bills are bereft of the weapons necessary in order to have the level of potency it once had. When you had Stephon Diggs there along with others, that's no longer the case. Kincaid was out last night. Don't you need all your horses? Now, this was a healthy scratch, Keon Coleman. And I'm quite sure being late for meetings, can't have that. I get that part. I understand it. But what about Josh Allen? What about making sure that he has the weapons necessary in order for him to do what he needs to do? What about making sure that he's got the help that he needs? He's your franchise quarterback. You can't find and come up with different and more inventive ways to punish players. Have Keon Coleman's behind out there running suicides for hours. Make sure he gets so exhausted, he pukes, he throws up. Do something else other than prevent him from being available on a Thursday night football game. That's what I would say. In the end, Buffalo doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like.